Another case of international intrigue now. This one hasn't received much attention, but it has major implications. It's from Indonesia, a country that has made steady progress politically and economically since the fall of the dictator Suharto 8 years ago. But critics say the country still has a long way to go, and they point to the killing of Munir Talib Said as proof. Human rights activists say the government is trying to ignore Munir's case, but can't, largely because of the efforts of his widow. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
Suciwati calls herself an unlikely crusader, a self-described stay-at-home mom, until the day her husband, Munir, was murdered, poisoned, on a flight from Jakarta to Amsterdam in September 2004. Since that day, she has campaigned tirelessly to bring his killers to justice, and that worries her 8-year-old son.
My son is scared for me. I asked him what he wants to do when he's older, and he said that he wants to be an illustrator. I asked, why not be like mom and dad? And my son answered that he doesn't want to be killed like his dad was.
Suciwati's husband Munir fought the system for years, in a country where pushing back could be dangerous. A country where the culture of impunity, critics say, flourishes long after the former dictator Suharto has left the stage. Munir made powerful enemies, investigating alleged human rights abuses by the Indonesian military and security services. But in 2004, he was ready for a break and decided to spend a year abroad to get a master's degree. He boarded the Garuda Airlines flight to Amsterdam, his wife says, excited about the coming year, but sad about having to leave his family behind. But Munir never made it to Amsterdam alive. His wife, Suciwati, says she was shocked but not surprised when told of his death.
The threats were always there, and we never expected them to go away. We knew his work was dangerous. That's why when I first heard that Munir was dead, I was immediately suspicious from the very beginning. And after I contacted the airline and met with some people there, I became even more convinced he'd been murdered.
Dutch authorities agreed. They determined Munir had died from a fatal dose of arsenic poisoning. Indonesia's current president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono ordered the creation of a special fact-finding team to investigate the murder. And in September last year, an Indonesian court convicted an off-duty Garuda Airlines pilot, Polycarpus Prianto, of conspiracy to murder Munir. But human rights activists say prosecutors ignored evidence gathered by the fact-finding team, suggesting high-ranking intelligence officials were also involved. Polycarpus was sentenced to 14 years in prison. No one else was charged.
I believe that officials of intelligence agency ordered him to kill Munir.
Usman Hamid is a member of the presidential fact-finding team, a human rights activist, and the man who traveled to Amsterdam to claim the body of his friend.
We believe that the intelligence agency is not only involved, but is trying to cover up the efforts to uncover the death of Munir. First, intelligence agency agreed to facilitate fact-finding team to have an access on several documents, but they never gave us. The second is about the failure of intelligence agency to facilitate fact-finding team to interview intelligence officials important in this case, including the former head of intelligence agency, Hendro Priyono.
Hendro Priyono, a retired general in the Indonesian military, refused to be interviewed by the fact-finding team. So did his former deputy, a retired general in the Indonesian Special Forces, named Mukti Purwoprajoyo. Both men declined to speak to NPR. Phone records show more than 40 calls between Mukti's phone and the Garuda pilot Polycarpus's phone before and after Munir's murder. More evidence compiled by the fact-finding team suggests the involvement of senior airline officials in the conspiracy as well. Despite this, no further indictments have followed, and just a few weeks ago, the pilot's murder conviction was overturned by Indonesia's Supreme Court.
The fact that the case of Munir, one of the most extraordinarily courageous human rights lawyers of all time in this country, remains unsolved and there doesn't seem to be any political will to address it shows the real problems of the legal system in Indonesia.
Sydney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group. She says the Munir case and last month's early release of the former dictator Suharto's son from prison after his conviction for ordering the murder of a judge show a disturbing pattern.
If you've got money and wealth and political influence, you can get certain kinds of results. And if you don't have those factors, you can't get anything. In fact, you may get murdered.
Munir's widow, Suchiwati, says the lack of political will starts at the top with President Yudhoyono, who is also a former general in the Indonesian military. Even though he's promised to bring the killers to justice, Suchiwati says she believes the president, known by his initials, SPY, has his reasons for dragging his feet. Usman Hamid of the presidential fact-finding team agrees.
I believe that at the beginning, the president has shown his willingness. But at the end, when we have to touch influential people, especially Andrew Priyono or other intelligence officials who are much more senior than SBY in the military, then it becomes the problem.
Presidential spokesman Andi Malalarang strongly disputes the notion that the president is unwilling to take on his former superiors.
The president has a full commitment to make sure that this case will be solved and to find whoever the killer or Munir.
At the same time, the presidential spokesman admits that Indonesia remains a nation where old habits die hard.
We are a country in transition to democracy. In the past 8 years of this reformasi, we have made a lot of progress, including the reforming the police, reforming the military, reforming the political system. We have free press. We have, a functioning democracy. But yes, there are some cases that still need to be resolved, and we are doing that so far. There are some progress in certain part. There, we have peace in Aceh right now. But there are still some that we still struggling to do that, and one of that is the Munir case.
The president has now asked the police to, quote, revitalize the investigation into Munir's death, and the American FBI has been asked to help. Skeptical that the new effort will be any different than the last one, Munir's widow Suchiwati traveled to Washington recently to persuade members of Congress to make Munir's murder an issue in U.S.-Indonesia relations. Back home, she continues to get death threats, like the box she received in the mail, containing a chicken's head and feet and a warning not to implicate the military in her husband's death. But she says she has no choice but to continue her fight.
It's important for me to believe I can make a difference by continuing to pressure the government on this case. Because it's not only about Munir's murder. It's about the history and the future of this country. So I keep that faith alive in my heart. Because if I didn't, all I'd be able to do is cry and not do anything.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.